Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is the day that the Lord, he hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. How about you? I am giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. I am thanking him for all that he is, all that he has done. I am just so happy tonight that I am able to lift up the name of Jesus one more time. My grandmother sang a song, I'm glad to be in the number, just one more time. And truly, I am glad to be in this service in the number one more time, because we don't know. I'm telling you, I experienced so many accidents. I told my daughter when I arrived in North Carolina, I said, the accident demon is loose. And I tell you, people were having accidents like you wouldn't believe. And there was a tourist bus that ran over top of a car and smashed it completely. And it had the Interstate 85 shut down for 6 hours trying to clean up that mess. And in addition to that, at 4 o'clock, a hailstorm came. And the hail began to beat on the ground, and where the grass was green, it looked white, and it was beating in the window like somebody was knocking at the window. But God brought me through the storm, and I wasn't in the accident, but God spared our lives. When we go up and down the road, we have no clue where danger is. Grandma Una used to say, God, I thank you for taking care of me through seen and unseen danger. Now, whoever it was that was in that car that was smashed completely to the ground, when they left home, they had no clue that they wouldn't return. And that's the way it is with us. We go to and fro every day and pay it no attention. But God blesses us to go from point A to point B. And you don't think that I'm going to give God a praise offering? Oh, yes, I am. I'm going to clap my hand. I'm going to stomp my foot. I'm going to lift my voice. And I'm going to tell God, thank you for all that you've done for me. All right, so much for that testimony, but I just had to tell it. He's done so much for me that I just can't tell it all. Oh, God is worthy to be praised, whether you want to praise him or not. Move over and let me praise him. We had a song, Mother Janie, that we used to sing, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to lift him up. I come to clap my hand. I come to sing my song. I come to stomp my foot. I don't know what you come to do, you and you and you and you, but I come to bless his name. And I'm going to bless his name on tonight. That's what I came to do. And you came to listen to me bless his name. But in the meantime, I want you to lift him up right where you are, because he didn't have to do it, but he did. And while I'm thinking about it, I'd like for all of you out in radio land tonight to wish our precious Mother Janie a 40th wedding anniversary. Lord, she's been married just about my age. Hallelujah. Anyhow, 48 years ago, on this day of October, my brother Michael, birthday is October, and when he was a little boy, Mom used to say, Michael, when is your birthday? He said, Knocktober. So we wish you, Mother Janie, you and your beloved husband, a happy, prosperous anniversary. May God continue to bless you all, to continue to grow old together. That is a blessing. 48 years. And some folk can't stay together nowadays 48 hours Oh, bless his name. That is just a blessing. So if they want to know, if they're trying to get married, tell them come talk to Mother Janie. Because Mother Janie can tell them some sticking power, how you have to go through the stick and the thin, how you may not like what you had to do or didn't have to do, but you stuck it out. Lord, she's working on 50. Oh, bless his name. And I pray that the Lord will allow you and your husband to make that golden wedding anniversary. I tell you, that sounds good to me. I'm too old to make a golden. But those that I did marry, I was married for 33 years to Mr. Sherman. Oh, bless his name. So I did get my silver anniversary in. Yes, I did. Hallelujah, anyhow. All right, I'm going to get out of the way and let our precious Mother Janie come on and serenade us. I told her, I said, Mother, you don't have to come on tonight. She said, oh, yes, I do. I said, okay, now the choice is yours. So I gave her flowers and tell your husband that we wish him all the best and may you all go out. And I hope somebody surprise you on the weekend with something beautiful for 40 years. Bless his name. And plenty of great grand and grand. Your tree is just full of fruit, Mother. And I thank her, even down to the cats like hanging around Mother of Granny House. Now, you know that's a good person. The cat like hanging out there. That's a blessing. All right, Mother, I'm going to turn you loose.
Good afternoon, everybody that's on the Virgil line tonight. First of all, I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life. I just want to say, have to thank him for all the blessings that he has stored upon me. Like I told Pastor Patricia, me and my husband been married for 48 years. Well, we did it, so really, it's about 52, 53 years, because we did it about 4 years, 5 years before we got married. But we have been together, married, for 48 years. And may God be the glory. And tonight, I'm asking everybody who know the word of prayer, pray for some family members in South Carolina, where I live. My daughter, Ashley, is on top of the list. Six more family members was told last month. And we didn't take it seriously because, you know, you hear rumor that they had to move out of the trailer park where they were living in. And now we are running around in a circle trying to find somewhere for her to relocate with her trailer and four children, y'all. And in the trailer park is six mobile homes. And listen, I know everybody that lives. Some are friends, some are my cousin, and most of all, the person I'm talking about more, my daughter. But just pray for all the families in there because they have only a short time to find somewhere else. So just continue to pray for them. And may God be the glory on that. And God has laid on my heart to sing, oh, my God. They're going to make it somehow. Dear Lord, ooh, I pray, please help me on my way. Just give me courage and strength each day. Oh, yeah. Ooh. For I'm holding thy hand. I'm determined just to stand. And by his grace, I know I'll make it. I'll make it somehow. I'll make it somehow. I say, dear Lord, ooh, I pray, please help them on their way. Give me courage and strength each day. Oh, yeah, from holding to thy hand. Oh, Lord, I'm determined just to stand. And by his grace, I know we'll make it. We'll make it somehow. We'll make it somehow. Oh, Lord, we'll make it somehow. Make it somehow. Oh, we will make it somehow. Make it somehow. Carry the cross. Carry the cross. Carry the cross all the way. Oh, I'll stumble and I'll fall. Stumble and I'll fall. Jesus, hear our call. Jesus, hear our call. By his grace, I know I'll make it. Lord, I will make it somehow. Oh, Lord, I'll make it somehow. Make it somehow. Oh, I will make it somehow. Make it somehow. Carry the cross. Carry the cross. Carry the cross all the way. Oh, I'll stumble and I'll fall. Stumble and I'll fall. Oh, Jesus, hear my call. Jesus, hear my call. By his grace, I know I'll make it. Lord, I will make it somehow. Oh, yes, they will make it somehow. Make it somehow. Yes, they will make it somehow. Make it somehow. Carry the cross. They will carry the cross. Carry the cross all the way. They will stumble and they fall. Stumble and they fall. Oh, but Jesus will hear their call. Jesus will hear their call. And by his grace, I know that they will make it. Lord, they will make it somehow. Yes, God, for the 7 family members that's looking for somewhere else to live, put their mobile home, I know, God, that they're going to make it. They're going to make it somehow. And the reason I know they're going to make it, because this piece of song came to me today. And I just want everybody to know that. It says, Jesus is on the main line. Call him up and tell him what you want. He said, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, Tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. If you want your soul revived, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. If you need a place to live, tell him what you want. If you need a place to live, tell him what you want. If you need a place to live, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on your main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, Ashley, call him up. Ashley, call him up. Ashley, call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. If you need a place to live, tell him what you want. If you need a place to live, tell him what you want. If you need a place to live, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Oh, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. Call him up and just tell him what you want. Call him up, tell Jesus what you want. I know there's a God that knows it all, and he already done what he said he's going to do for my family and my friends in the trailer park. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody who's listening, and continue to keep these family in your prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus. Yes, sir.
Amen. We thank Mother for pouring out her heart, and she's talking to you, and she's talking to God, because sometimes we don't know who owns what, and we don't know who's listening, because this blog talk goes all over the world, and there could be someone almost in walking distance from where the trailer park is that own property, and she has a plea out tonight. She has a petition before God. I also heard her saying to her daughter, Ashley, call him up and tell him what you want. I was thinking on the song earlier before we came on the air, and I made a tape of it for my brother. If you confess the Lord, call him up. If you believe in the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, call him up and tell him what you want. And that's what she's saying tonight. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Not on the computer. He's on the main line. He's got his own line. He's got his own web. He's got his own Facebook page. Jesus paid it all. And all to him, he and we owe him. So we can come to him boldly. The scripture said, come before the throne, boldly come before the throne. And that's what Mother was doing tonight in her song. She was beseeching heaven, asking God to make a way where no way has entered the park. But Jesus said, I am the way. So if you are trusting in Jesus, you are already trusting in the right one. He is the one that can take a rock and get water out of a rock. He is the one in the door that has been shut, and he is the one that can shut a door that's been opened. So we just thank God on tonight. Mother, I want you to stay encouraged. It's not as bad as it seems, because you know what? The greater the task, the greater the blessing. Maybe it is time for her to become an owner and not a renter. Sometimes God has to push us out of our comfort zone to get us into where he feels that we should be. Some of us are just happy staying in one spot. It's like we get stuck in that spot, and I'm not going any farther than where I already am. But that was not God's master plan for you to be stuck. He has greater and better, and he will have to allow many times the devil to do what he needs to do so that he can get you to move into where he says you should be. So I just thank God for Jesus on tonight, and I pray that the Lord will allow some property somewhere to come forward. She has parents that's been married for 48 years. I know they have collateral somewhere down the road. Anybody been married 48 years have to have collateral. Maybe mom and dad can make a gift of putting down on some property and have their child to move on it and tell the child, now you pay it. We put the down payment, now you do the rest. And when you pay for it, I'll give you the deed. It'll be yours. And that'll give people the incentive to go for it, to go for it. And God is a way maker. I would have never learned how to make a pie crust as long as my mother kept making the crust for me. But one day she decided, what will happen to this girl if I'm no longer able to make a pie crust? What will happen to this girl if I'm no longer living? How will she get her pie crust then? So she said to me, she said, come here. I'm going to show you how to make a pie crust. And I said, okay, Mama. And I watched, and she said, pay close attention. Well, some of the little things that she did with her crust, I already knew anyway, because she would pinch it. She would pinch it, and she said, oh, that's a good crust. She could tell by the feel in her hand whether it was going to be a good crust. Now, or she could look at somebody else's pie, and she would look at me and say, that's a tough crust. They put too much water in that crust. She knew by looking. And so I had to learn how to make a pie crust. Then I said, Mama, you going to make the rolls? She said, I'm going to teach you how to make these rolls too. So she taught me. And so sometimes, Mother Janie, we have to be in an unpleasant situation. I didn't want to learn how to make a pie crust. It was so much easier when Mama made it. I didn't want to learn how to make the rolls. It tasted better because I could eat them without any work to it. Sometimes God has to shake to get us to appreciate and to move forward. So we are going to join in with you concerning not only your daughter, but those who are also in that trailer park that have to move for whatever reason the landlord chose to ask them to move. It's okay. It's all right. There's nothing that comes upon us unaware. I don't care what it is. God already knows about it, and he has to allow it. I had a pastor once who preached, God allowed it. So whatever you're going through, God allowed it. So God has allowed it, but he didn't allow it for her bad. He allowed it for her good. So we're just going to see how God's going to work this out for Sister Ashley. We ask in Jesus' mighty name that the way is already made, but we want it manifest that we can see it and just give God all the glory, the praise, and the honor, because he is that kind of God. He sees, he knows, and he cares. He cares about Ashley. He cares about the others. He don't want to see us outdoors. That's not how God operates. We serve a great, big, wonderful God. But again, sometimes he will allow something to come along and shake us from our comfortable spot to get us to where. This is a testimony. This is a testimony. Listen, I was out, not quite out the door, but should have been out of the door. And I had to be out, and I was still in my house that I had to be out of. And God allowed me to continue. I guess he was testing my faith in him. And I went on to church. They were selling dinners. And I went on to church. And I was over there working with the dinners. And the guy that I was living with, yeah, I have not been saved all my life. The guy that I was living with, he just died this year too. That I was living with, he said, "You going over there to the church and selling dinners when we got to move?" I said, "Look, sitting here in the house won't help me. I'm going to the church, and I'm going to do like I always do. And when I get done, whatever God going to do, he going to do it." But you see, it was while I was at the church, the telephone call came through looking for me. So I thought it was someone wanting to order their dinner, because we had certain people that are so picky. They only want certain ones to fix their food. So they do that, and we do that. We'll fix their food. They're all right. No, they know that I fixed it or my mom fixed it or whatever. So I thought that's what it was about, but it was a lady, Miss Johnson, and she said to me, she said, "Patty, are you still looking for a place to – I didn't even know Miss Johnson knew I was looking for a place." I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Well, there's a house across the street from me. I already asked the man about the house, and he said you could get it." Now, I was at the church frying chicken. My boyfriend that I was shacking up with was fussing. But I had already said, I know God's going to do this, even though I'm not living right. He loves his creation, and he's a forgiving God. And he said, "Mr. Fred will be down tomorrow from Connecticut to talk to you." And I got up on Sunday morning and I went to church. And then I went and met Mr. Fred, and he gave me the key to the house. So God will show up at 11:59, but the man who bought the house that I was moving out of, I said, "Well, I don't have a way to move my stuff." He had a pickup truck. God will, listen here, God will fix it when he's in it. And that man, and he got another guy, and the guy I lived with, they all got together and loaded up all my stuff on his truck, and he took it and put it in the house that I moved to. Don't tell me what God can't do. We just got to trust him. We can't murmur. David didn't trust God, but I trusted God, even though I wasn't saved. God still blessed me because he said he let the rain fall on the unjust as well as the just. So he blessed me like he blessed the just. And it was from that house that God allowed me to go to. I came back fully to God. I left David and I moved back in my mother's house so that I could prepare to meet my husband. Don't tell me what God won't do, and don't tell me that the devil is doing everything against you. God has to allow the devil to do what he does. Sometimes that's the only way he can get your attention. So we're going to give God the praise tonight because he hasn't forgotten Ashley. He hasn't forsaken Ashley. He's not mad with Ashley or any of that. It's just that this is what they call life. When God is in it, he got the master plan. So you hold on, mother. I know your heart is heavy. That's your child. But you hold on. It's just she got to move. She's not going to the grave. It could be a permanent move to the grave. But she's still in the land of the living. And if she has to move in your house, just knock a wall out and tell God thank you. Because he's a miracle working God. She'll be able to testify that when all odds was against me, God made a way for me. Maybe he wants to give her a testimony, not you, her. So let's change our prayer and say, Lord, whatever you need, Ashley to commit to and admit to, God, you do it. But in the meantime, be mindful and open up a piece of ground, a property, never mind a trailer park. Give her her own property that she'll never have to move again except she chooses to move. And I know God can do that, and that's what I'm believing God for. I don't want to pray an hour about it. I don't want to go on and on about it. I have put it up before God. I believe it's going to be done, and that's a done deal. Let's go to the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. So tell me, who can stand before us when we call on that great name? Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, victory, 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 victory. Oh, victory, yes, victory. Oh, we have the victory. Hallelujah, Jesus. I had a blessed weekend. I went down to Charlotte and celebrated with my baby brother. His 65th birthday isn't until Sunday, October 29th, but God told me to give him his party on the 21st, and it worked out well. We had a magnificent time. I looked down at my sister when we went up to tell our brother how much we love him, and she and I had on the same footage. I looked down, I said, well, look at your sneakers. She said, yeah, look at yours. They look just like yours. And we had a blast. We had a blast. I asked Mother Jeannie, I asked God for a certain amount of money for my brother. Hey, God, I thank you. And he did it. Oh, God, I thank you. God did it. He did it against the odds. He did it. I asked God for a certain amount of money, and God gave me the amount plus, more than what I asked for. My brother says he's opening up envelopes with $50 and $25 and this, that, and the other, and we hit over what I asked God for, I tell you. And also I like to testify. Well, it seems like we're testifying tonight. Okay. Well, my nephew-in-law got sick over the weekend while my niece was up in Charlotte with us celebrating her uncle's retirement and birthday. He retired at 65, and her husband went to the hospital, and they found that he had a blockage But I tell you, God moved. My nephew-in-law is home. I say, God, thank you. He is home tonight. My niece called me on Sunday. She had gotten back to South Carolina, and she said, Auntie, and I tell you, I excused myself from the company that was in the house. I said, y'all excuse me, I got to go pray. And I went in that room, and she said, I'm going to put the phone to his ear where he can hear you. And I tell you, I bombarded heaven, and heaven responded, my nephew is home tonight. They didn't have to operate. They was able to give him something. And God, God, I thank you. God worked through that medicine that they gave him. So my niece, Tanya's husband, and I tell you, I'm just so grateful. And I said, just keep me posted. And I had the saints praying for her as well, because, see, he was in the hospital, and even though he was in pain and all of that, he had nurses and doctors taking care of him, but I needed God to take care of my niece in the midst of the storm that she was in concerning her husband. I know what it's like when your husband is sick. You feel helpless because you can't fix it. I've been there twice. I know what it's like when your mother is sick and you can't fix it. I know how it feels. So I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. And God has brought her husband home, and I am happy about it. It's not a good feeling to lose your spouse. Not a good feeling. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Thank God Mother Jeannie hasn't experienced that, and I'm grateful. But I know what it's like. I sat in that seat twice. But to God, be, oh, hallelujah, Jesus, the glory. I could run around this room. Oh, bless his name. I feel like jumping up and down. What God has done and what he's going to do. And I'm definitely bombarding heaven for Ashley's testimony. I don't care what she has to go through. I want the testimony. And I want her to come out on the other side of victory when she's telling the world, nobody did this, Jesus. And whoever Jesus chooses to use, let me put it like that, because he's not coming down here. But he will use earthly vessels, whoever he chooses to use, to bless her and her family. I'm already telling God, thank you. I don't care what he look like. I don't care if he's Indian, Mexican, Chinese. I don't care. Just long as we get what we ask God for. Let's go to Isaiah's gospel quickly. I got a flight to catch in the morning. I got to be up out of here early in the morning on my way to New Mexico to bring the word of God. All right, Isaiah's gospel. I guess the devil is mad with me. It's okay, Satan. Let me take a drink of water. Bless you, all you listeners. God bless you. Isaiah 59. We're not going to be long. The enemy tried to choke me, but it's fine. It's fine. I know him. I know him. He gets mad when you get that victory over him. That's how I know God is moving on Ashley's behalf, because the devil don't like what I said God's able to do and to encourage her and her mother. Behold the Lord's hand. Oh, my God. Listen to this, Mother Jeannie. Write it down. Isaiah 59. Behold the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither his ear heavy that hear. God hear you. Keep on praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. How about Shay? He will hear your cry. The Lord has promised and his word is true. He said, Lord, I'm with you always. I'm your provider. Yes, you have a job that you go to. You get a Social Security check. You get a disability check. You get a welfare check. But I'm your provider. I take care of my creation. And yes, I have made avenues, I have made streets, I have made ways to get to you what you need. And though you may not see my hand working, but it is I who make it possible for you to get the things that you get. For the scripture declare that the Lord said, it is I who is giving you power to get wealth. It is me. But for the love of money, hear what I'm saying, for the love of money is the root of all evil. There's nothing wrong with money, people of God. Money is innocent. Money was here before you got here. Money gonna be here when you go. But when as bad as when you would kill for the money, you will lie, you will steal. That's for the love of money. You will do anything. You'll say, your mama. You'll lie on the preacher for the love of money. Look at how the boy betrayed Jesus. He sold him out with a kiss for the love of evil, for the love of money. It's evil, but money itself is not evil. Jesus sent Peter to the river and told him, open up the fish mouth. Peter, go down there and get us some money. I don't walk around with money. I don't need money. I'm Jesus. But we need it for the earth's sake. So that I was not blamed, I'm blameless. So if I don't pay my taxes, then I can be blamed. But I'm going to remain blameless. But do I need money? No. I'm the creator. Go down there to the river, Peter, and the first fish that you catch, open his mouth, get that money out of his mouth, and bring it and go pay my taxes. Jesus didn't work anywhere, but he paid taxes. Oh, bless his name. And he said, and Peter, because you're with me, I take care of my own. It'd be enough left over for you to pay yours. That's the kind of Jesus that we're depending on. That's the kind of Jesus that's listening to our cry. That's the kind of Jesus that's listening to our prayer. That's the kind of Jesus that pays our every groan. God has not forgotten that he made a promise. And he is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he hath been. And once he's spoken, he cannot reverse it. It has to accomplish that of what he said it would. So he said, I promise never to leave you nor to forsake you. Lo, I am with you always. Even to the end of the earth, I am there. If you make your bed in hell, I'll be there. Oh, God, I tell you, if you cover your head, your feet will show. If you cover your feet, your head will show. I am there. I am. There I am. Mother Janie, I am. Is the I am of the universe. The devil is real and the devil is here. But God is not dead. He's yet alive. So cheer up, my mother. Just start telling God, thank you for making the way for your daughter. And for the others, let's not be selfish. They may not have anyone to pray for them. But we're praying for them because the Lord loved them too. Bless his name. I fear Jesus in this house. Ooh, I got to get out of here. Ooh, yes, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. It's time to repent. If I was to use for a subject tonight, I would say it is time to repent, to get God's ear. Some things don't happen for us quickly because the Lord wants us to talk to him. The Lord wants us to say, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me for what I have done. My God. Oh, bless his name. The thing about me was when I was sinning like I was sinning like I was sinning. Okay? I kept a repenting spirit. I said, Lord, I know this is not right, but forgive me. See, some people say, I can go to my sister to verify this. Back in the day, we used to throw our hand on our hip because I didn't have many hips back then. It's a bunch of bones. And they said, I said it and I meant it, and I'm here to represent it. You were ready to fight then. But see, you need to throw your hand on your hip and let your backbone split and tell God, I said it and I meant it and I'm here to represent it. God, I'm sorry for breaking your law. I'm sorry for going against your commandment. Break every chain that got me bound on this evening. God, loose them. And their mind and their mind, in the name of Jesus, loose their mind, God. Hallelujah. Hey, God, we say thank you. That's it done. My time is out. Oh, my God, I thank you. For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue have muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed, break it out in a viper. Their web shall not become garment, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hand. Their feet run to evil. God has blessed us. He promised to take care of us. He said, listen, girl, my hand is not so short that I can't reach you, that I can't get to you. My ear is not so heavy that I can't hear you. But you got something between you and I, and I'm trying to bless you, but you won't repent. So I can set you free. I need you. Nah, it's your fault. I need you to recognize your fault. Don't act like it's all right, it's okay, because it's my thing. Do what I want to do. You can't tell me who to sock it to. But God got a time that it is not so thing. Because he said in Isaiah, I believe, 43, do a new thing in you. It's not your thing. You can't do all the time what you want to do. There's a reckoning day where God knocks upon your door and says, I need you to talk to me. And ask me for your guidance, especially today when your world is so dark and so gray. You need to talk to me. Ooh. Open up your heart and let me in. For I know the plans, the thoughts that I have concerning you, and they are of good and not of evil. I need to hear from you. The question asked is there a word from the Lord? But the question needs to be reversed. Do you have a word for the Lord? And what is it? Lord, I'm sorry. Ask the question tonight, is there a word from the Lord? But the question needs to be reversed. Is there a word for the Lord? Is there a word coming from you that the Lord needs to hear? It could be, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done for me. God, I thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Something as simple as thank you. When is the last time that you sincerely told God, thank you? I saw a young man over the weekend. He did better than me, and I'm the preacher. I saw the young man pray over the piece of cake that he was getting ready to eat. That was dessert. He had already eaten his dinner. A few hours later, he was given a slice of pound cake that was fresh out of the oven. And I watched that young man sit at the table and pray over that piece of cake. How many times have we, I'm including me, gotten a cookie, a piece of cake, a slice of pie, just started eating? Or we prayed over the collard greens and the ribs. But we didn't pray over the coconut cake and give God thanks. Don't you know a piece of coconut could choke you? A piece of that cake could get in your throat and give you a fit like a fishbone. But we take it for granted. Is there a word from the Lord? Yes, it is. Talk to me. Don't look for me to talk to you. Why? I want to hear from you. I want to hear, Lord, I'm available to you. My storage is empty. I've cleaned out my mess. I've gotten rid of the junk and all the stuff that separates me, the iniquity between you and I. God, I've got rid of all of that. I am available to you. My God, I feel good in this place. God is waiting. Let's read. Oh, bless his name. Their feet run to evil and they make haste to shed innocent blood. And their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not. And there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked. paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the world like the blind. Oh my God. And we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far off from our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking up oppression, Lucy and Satan, and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And judgment is turned away backwards, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and iniquity cannot enter. Yea, truth falleth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and is displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wandering, that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arms brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garment of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak, according to their deeds. Accordingly, he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the islands. He will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgressions. In Jacob says the Lord, as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord, my spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed. Seed. Listen, mother, you a praying woman, it shall not depart out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seeds, seeds, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. And the people of God say amen. All right. I want you all to have a blessed night. Pray for me as I travel, and that I will return back safely on Monday, and I will be with you all. What is this? November the 2nd, I think, is next Wednesday night. Should be November the 2nd. I'm looking forward to being with you all. Pray, because when I'm out preaching, it's not a joyride. I'm working. I am working. And I bless God for the many benefits. So in the name of the Father and of the Son, God, we take every word that was spoken here tonight. God, let it not fall on stony ground, but let it fall on the hearts of flesh, and that it will penetrate in Jesus' mighty name. God, we're looking for a good report concerning Ashley. And God, because you're blessing Ashley, you're not a selfish God. You're going to bless the others as well. But God, I'm looking for land for Ashley. I'm really not looking for another trailer park. God, you took me out of the trailer park. You brought me out of the trailer park because you had greater for me. Now, God, do the same for her. Give her a different mentality that she can rise above. In Jesus' mighty name, God, show her in a dream where the property is and make it where she's able to receive it. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Love to all of you, Mother Blondie, my sister, Evangelist Jackie, and to all the saints of God and all my listeners near and far, from east to west, from south to north, and out of the country. In Jesus' mighty name, so send I you. Have a good night.